Hi, this is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital. And today's topic is why now is still a great time to sell your house. Why now is still a great time to sell your house. If you are worried buyer demand disappeared when mortgage rates went up, the data shows there are plenty of interested buyers still out there. The housing market isn't as frenzied as it was during the unicorn years when homebuyer demand was through the roof. Mortgage rates were historically low and home values rose like we've never seen before. But that doesn't mean the market is at a standstill. Nationwide, demand is still high compared to the last normal years in the housing market, and plenty of buyers are making moves right now. Here's the data to prove it. Showing traffic is up. The showing time showing index is a measure of how frequently buyers are touring homes. The graph posted on my blog at askbobgersh.com uses that index to show buyer activity over the past 8 Octobers. In the graph, the unicorn years are shown in pink. You can see demand has dipped some since then. That's in response to highest mortgage rates. But when you compare 2023 to the blue bars on the left that represent the last normal years in the market, 2018 and 2019, you can tell buyers are still more active than the norm. But showing traffic isn't the only way to see buyer demand is still high. The number of offers other sellers are getting and the average days homes are on the market tell the same story. Sellers are still seeing multiple offers. According to the National Association of Realtors, the latest data shows that sellers are receiving an average of 2.5 offers on their houses. Let's look at how that compares to recent years. Please see the graph posted on my blog at askbobgersh.com. It's true that fewer than the number of offers sellers were receiving during the unicorn years, shown in pink. But compared to last year, the number is up slightly, and it's higher than it was in more normal pre-unicorn years in the housing market, too. Housing priced right are selling fast. And it's not just that sellers are still typically getting multiple offers more than the norm, but they're also seeing the houses sell fast. That's a direct result of strong buyer demand. According to Zillow, low inventory levels are spurring surprisingly strong competition. Demand has remained resilient, and attractive, appropriately priced listings are moving quickly. To help showcase that homes are still going quickly, let's look at the data from National Association of Realtors on the median days on market for the same time of year from 2008 through now. Please see the graph posted on my blog at askbobgersh.com. As the graph shows, this year homes are sitting on the market only slightly longer than they were during the frenzy of the unicorn years. And compared to the last normal years in the market, homes are still selling much faster than they did back then. That's good news for sellers because it means there are eager buyers out there right now. The bottom line, you haven't missed your chance to sell at a time when sellers are receiving multiple offers and homes are selling fast. When you're ready to sell your house, let's connect to get the ball rolling. This is Bob Gersh with East Coast Capital. This blog, video, and podcast Monday through Friday at askbobgersh.com. If you have any questions and would like to reach me, the best way is through askbobgersh.com. If you do see me at a local coffee shop, tap me on the shoulder. Let's sit down, have coffee, and talk about whatever you like to talk about. If you like this podcast, video, or blog, please subscribe. Have a great day, a great rest of the week. Enjoy life. If I can be of any service, just reach out through askbobgersh.com. Until next time, thank you.